We celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension. It's usually on Thursdays, but here we can move it to the Sunday. So we're celebrating the Ascension, Jesus, after 40 days from his resurrection, being taken up into heaven, where there he is fully glorified. And at that point then, as he said at the Last Supper, he could then send the Spirit, the Advocate, another Advocate. And we hear that he instructs in that first reading his apostles to wait for that Holy Spirit to help them and certainly strengthen them. We hear Mark's Gospel talking about the Ascension and what Jesus commands his disciples to do. He instructs them to go and spread the good news, to go and really encourage others to come to believe so that they can be baptized. And if one believes and baptized, that person will be saved. And if not, if they don't believe, they will be condemned. So Jesus really emphasizing the importance of coming to a belief and being baptized to be saved. And Jesus says, interesting, he says that those who believe, they will be accompanying signs that will happen, that will occur for those persons. And he mentions that they will cast out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, they will drink deadly things and it will not harm them, and they will cure the sick. Now, this is to anyone who believes. So it seems, now, how does that apply to me? I'm a believer. Do these signs accompany me in my belief? Well, let's just put a pause on that idea and first talk about, if you go and continue to read in the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Apostles is the kind of the things that happened in the early church, St. Peter and St. Paul and others. The things that Jesus had told them, there are things that actually happen in Acts of the Apostles to fulfill what Jesus had said to them. So if you go forward, Paul at one point, he does cast out, as recorded in Acts, a demon from a woman. If you go ahead, certainly to Pentecost, where the apostles, the Holy Spirit comes down upon them, and they're able to speak new languages. The people in Jerusalem are amazed because they hear each of the apostles speaking in their native tongue. And they're like, what is going on here? This is amazing. We're also aware, if you continue in Paul's journeys, he eventually gets to Malta. And in Malta, what happens is he accidentally gets a viper, bites his hand, and he kind of shakes the viper off, and it falls into the fire, and so he's not harmed, and the people there are amazed. And then also we hear about how the apostles, specifically Peter and Paul, cure people. Paul is in the temple area and a lame man comes forward, and Peter says, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be well. And this lame person becomes well. St. Paul, when he's in Malta, he lays his hands on an individual and heals that individual. So there's certainly connotations that what Jesus said in the gospel today to his disciples before he ascends is fulfilled in those incidences. But I think it's a bigger picture, obviously, because he says these signs will accompany all believers, those who believe. So it's back to the question, well, how does that apply to us? Do we have these various signs that accompany our belief? So there's a spiritual element here that we have to look at. I want to just expand on that. If you go back, it's interesting, you go back, when Jesus appointed his 12 apostles, he went up and prayed, and then Jesus appoints his 12 apostles, and then after that, he gives them directions. He tells them that to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, that's kind of synonymous with what Jesus tells his disciples before he goes up to heaven. He says, go and preach the good news. Go and share the good news. So we are called to do that, to share the good news that Jesus has risen. He's come to save us if we but believe and follow after him. You know, if we believe and are baptized. Again, it's not just being baptized. It's actually belief, and it has to be a proper belief. And that's where these following signs seem to indicate. If we're believing, then these signs that Jesus says will happen, they will happen. So I'm just going to expand on that. You know, if you continue Jesus in his directions to his apostles, he says to them, he says that you're going to go and cast out demons. That's one of the things they're going to do. So now we may not actually, like Jesus did, cast out demons, or, you know, we call upon someone to have the demon expelled, but we certainly are called to pray for other individuals who are away from the faith, who are non-believers, to pray for them, encounter and approach them, to share the faith, to challenge people who are in sin. You know, sin is one of the things that obviously, when we sin, then the demons can get in a greater way. We open up ourselves more to that. So when someone is in sin, for us to call them out, that's a way of sort of calling out sin and helping that person to come to the truth. So to not be afraid, you know, if we believe, we're going to want to bring others out of darkness into the light. So we're going to share things with them. We're going to say, hey, what you're doing is leading you to destruction. So that's one thing, you know, we in Jesus' name, you know, I come to the faith, come to believe. You know, have you ever tried doing that? Or if you have a family member or a friend, you know, pray certainly for them. But challenge them in a good way. And don't underestimate, we cannot underestimate how God's grace works when we're his instrument in that way. Certainly speaking new languages, Jesus says to the apostles that you will be like sheep amongst wolves. So sneaky as serpents, or and be docile or simple as doves, you know. So he's trying to say that when we're talking about the faith, it's kind of a language of faith. You know, as we grow in our faith, we learn more about our faith, we can talk about it in maybe more profound ways that'll be more effective to bring others to the Lord. So how do we talk the language of faith? How do we speak that language to others? You know, for us to really grow and learn and understand how to do that to be effective and not get discouraged. You know, we too, as we're doing this, we're learning and growing and coming to a greater awareness and acknowledgement of the gift of our faith. Jesus also says to the apostles, he says that you will be persecuted, that you will be my witnesses to the world. And not to worry about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit's going to give you that wisdom. He's going to give you what you need to say. So this is one of the things, you know, about relating back to picking up serpents and this kind of thing. You know, we're not afraid to go and to defend the faith, to be a witness of our faith, knowing we could be persecuted, not be afraid. You know, it's like if you have a snake, it's like, I don't want to pick it up maybe or whatnot. But if we're strong in the Lord, if we have courage, if we have strength in the Lord, and the Lord is our strength, then we'll be able to go and be, you know, be those witnesses that we're called to be persecuted for our faith. And not be afraid and not lose our faith. That's the thing. You know, because persecution and suffering and things for our faith, it can be a draw to pull us away from our faith. But what it's called to do is to strengthen our faith. So we have to have, it emphasizes the fact that we have to trust and have courage in the Lord. The Lord is our strength. And then lastly, if you read St. Paul, Jesus talking to the apostles, he says that, well, even family members, there'll be divisions in families because of me. Father against son, and son against father, and others. To realize that and to take heart. Because Jesus says, you will be hated by all because of my name. But those who endure to the end will be saved. So it's, you know, it really is a hard thing, especially when family members are kind of attacking us and they're kind of calling us out as being hypocrites or not really loving. But when we are, when we're loving the Lord and defending Him, what He has told us, what He has indicated to us, even though there's that deadly, you know, that hate or whatever that comes at us, we will survive because we're with the Lord. We have the strength of the Lord. So really, really for us really to take heart. You know? And so this is Jesus. You know, if we really believe, do we have these signs that are following us to look at our lives? You know, it's like, yeah, I am being persecuted. You know, I am certainly praying for others that they would be healed. You know, this is the thing. Pray for others that they would be healed from whatever, you know, whether it be physical ailment, but especially spiritual ailment, to pray for them. And don't underestimate the power of God. So we just thank God for giving us the opportunity to be His disciple. We just ask that He would help us to endure to the end, to believe to the end, so that indeed we will be saved.